You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm here with Kate Lochte, and we're joined on the phone today by Josh Maxwell, an independent documentary producer. Josh, welcome to Sounds Good.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Joshua, I think that if the Kitty League that you are so passionate about were in existence today, we'd be having some ball games going on in spring training around here.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I don't know about all the snow. We might have to do it indoors.
You have really found a joyful topic for research. You can tell in everything you write about it. You're from Logan County, but you found the birth of this Kitty League in Hopkinsville. Tell me how you became acquainted with the topic.
Well, I was working for Hopkinsville Community College at the time, and I was looking for some interesting regional topics just because I was producing some videos for the local access television station there. And we had a mural, and it had a picture of the Hopkinsville Hopper baseball player on there, and the Hopkinsville Hoppers, that was the name of the Hopkinsville Kitty League team. And so I started doing the research, and then I found out that it was from 1903 to 1955, and it was just this huge, it turned into this huge project, and I was so excited because, I mean, growing up in Kentucky, we're UK fans. I mean, just the way it is, you are born and raised on basketball.
Hey, wait a minute, go Racers.
Yeah, go Razors. There you go. Yes, definitely. And it was a sad game the other night. We lost by like 1 point, wasn't it, to SEMO. But yeah, and so for me to find all this information out about that Owensboro and Paducah and Hopkinsville had major league baseball players come through the minor leagues in our towns. It was so exciting for me to discover all that.
Well, we would be remiss in pointing out that one of the most famous ones around here that we think about were the Dawson Springs Pirates team,
right,
with Honus Wagner playing in the ballparks in Dawson Springs back in its heyday. Tell me, you know, you've written a book about this, published in 2012 with Mr. McCann, and I'd like to know more about the major league players that were in our midst back when the Kitty League was active.
Definitely. The Hall of Famer Cardinals manager and player, Red Schoendines, he came through the Kitty League and played. A lot of them got their start in the Kitty League and then went on up. And Tony Kubek, Hall of Famer broadcaster, and also played for the New York Yankees. He came through the Kitty League, and he also came back for a couple games just to kind of say hello and stuff like that. But a lot of these major league players got their start, and then some of them even came back down after they were in the majors, so they continue their career as they got older, shall we say. But there's a lot of really interesting stories with these major league players that came through and then went on, and they got their start in towns like Hopkinsville and Union City, Tennessee, and Clarksville, Tennessee, and different people like that, yeah.
Now, I didn't know until I read more about your book that the Kitty League stands for Kentucky, Tennessee, and Illinois, basically. Tell me about – I had something really particular on mind right now, and I forgot it. I know what it is. You've interviewed a lot of players who are living, and you want to do more, and that's the reason for your moving from the book to the documentary.
Yes. It actually started out as a documentary, and then I had a really good friend of mine, a historian from Hopkinsville, William Turner. You go and interview the historians when you want something. And So I was going to interview him, and he was letting me know all this information. He said, "Well, why don't you do a book?" And I'm like, "I don't really know where to start." So he helped me and get it started. And then Kevin McCann and I, he had research and I had research, and we got together and authored the book. And so now, after that got finished, and I was already shooting interviews during and before the book. And unfortunately, some of the players that I've interviewed have passed away since then. And that's kind of my urgency with finishing this documentary now, is because the Kitty League ended in 1955, and so a lot of those players are in their late 70s, early 80s. And we don't, you know, unfortunately, none of us know when our time is coming. But a lot of these guys are more than willing to talk about baseball. And I really want to capture the history, this regional history, from the first person perspective as much as I possibly can.
Joshua, you have a media job in Nashville, but this documentary is a labor of love, right?
It definitely is. Yeah, actually, I work for Channel 4 in Nashville, and I absolutely love it. It's great. Got my degree from Murray State, my alma mater, woohoo! And but this is definitely documentary filmmaking is a great passion of mine, and it's a lot of fun to go out and discover. For me, discover history. I've always told people that if I weren't in television, if I had to go back, I would go back and be a historian or a history teacher. But
We've done a project here at WKMS in the last year called Preserving Our Voices, and it's part of the National Day of Listening that occurs the day after Thanksgiving. We celebrate voices of the past and the present, and you're sort of in that zone yourself, preserving the voices of these players. Tell me why you started the Kickstarter campaign.
Actually, Kevin McCann, who I co-authored the Kitty League book with, I got in touch with him on some other topics, and then he let me know that he has recently funded one of his other books about another St. Louis Cardinal player through the Kickstarter program. And I was like, well, I've heard about that, but what's the catch here? And basically the Kickstarter program is people pledge to fund your project. And like mine's a 30-day limit, so I have to fund this project in 30 days. And you have rewards and things like that. But the catch is it's an all or none. You raise all your money. Everybody pledges like $25, and you get a DVD of the final product. If you get your amount, then you are funded. If you don't, nobody's charged. Nobody gets funded. But that's kind of the way the Kickstarter program works, and how I got into it. And so, yeah.
What's your goal?
Our goal is 6,000, and right now it's been a week, and I am at almost 2,000.
Well, that's pretty good. I bet there are some baseball fanatics listening who would like to be a part of this. Tell why you need funding. What are you going to use the money for?
The money, now I have the first stage of the documentary production done, which is a lot of the research. And it's not going to be like a Ken Burns moving pictures, but some of it will be because of the time that this existed. But a lot of the research is actually already completed because obviously we've done research for a book. So most of this is going to go to travel and getting some more interviews and the TV production elements and also the DVD production design and distribution. For instance, I say travel because Owensboro had a team in the league and their contacts up there that I needed to get to all the way to Union City, Tennessee. And then Cairo, Illinois, and Clarksville, Tennessee, and just it's very dispersed. I think it was about 200, a little over 200 miles from traveling from town to town that had these teams in them, which there's actually going to be several different stories about that, because this was before I-24, you know, and before the Purchase mm-hmm. Parkway and things like that. So travel, getting around in the early 1900s was quite different as well.
I imagine a couple of ferries were involved.
Yes, they did. They had ferries. Yes, they did. There was actually a Missouri team in the Kitty League for a very short time, and they had to ferry across the Mississippi River, but they also had to do it across the river to Cairo, Illinois. And, of course, Cairo and Paducah were river towns. So, but, yeah, there was there are a lot of just really cool stories about that I want to save them for the documentary.
I know what you mean. Well, Joshua Maxwell, we're really proud of what you're doing, and hope that our listeners will help out. How do you get there? How do you go to Kickstarter?
What you want to do is it's kickstarter.com, and just kickstarter.com on the web, and then just search Kitty League or Joshua Maxwell, KittyLeague, or my name, Joshua Maxwell. It'll pull it up, and there's lots of different awards. You can pledge a dollar. No dollar amount is too small, but you pledge a dollar all the way up, and the more you pledge, the more rewards. Like, if you pledge $25, then you'll get a DVD of the final copy, and that's shipping included. And then there's other things that you can look at. There's also a video with some of the interviews that I have, and then a little bit more detail about the project and everything else. So, but yeah, just kickstarter.com and search for me.
And the book's available at Amazon.com?
Yes, the book is available at Amazon.com. I have fortunately run out of copies.
Oh, that's terrific. Joshua, thank you very much for speaking with me today, and congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.